Live from the Coggin Cold Hall Studios, time now for Prep Football Talk. Shining a spotlight on the high school football scene throughout the mid-state. Now in its eighth season, Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Spring, the U.S. Army, Long's Insurance Agency, Sam's Sports Place, and Speedway Motors. And now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. Craig Ladd along with Coach Bubba Spears. Jonathan Najjar running the board over there. Greg Pogue was in Mempho last night for the Innsworth-Briarcrest game. And he is staying in Jackson as we speak because TSU is playing at UT Martin at 2 o'clock today. So he is in Memphis, West Tennessee, and we'll go to him momentarily and as we get into the scoreboard and talk about that big Innsworth game, which you heard last night right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Again, Craig Ladd, Bubba Spears, our fine sponsors. I can't say enough about them, and I'm going to say it again. U.S. Army, Nissan of Cool Springs, Speedway Motors, Bob Long Insurance, Freeman Webb, and Sam's Sports Grill. We could not do this show now for 8 years if it wasn't for those fine sponsors. Bubba, we had some cold weather last night, some good ball games.
Yeah, but when you get that W, that cold weather. You can tolerate.
That's right. Big win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big win at Friendship last night for us. But, you know, this time of year it's supposed to be cold. You know, middle of November and you're getting ready, you know. You're in the second round of the playoffs, so everything went well at Friendship last night for us.
Talk about what we're going to do for the rest of the show. We'll be going over the scores, and we'll give you matchups for next Friday night. And then around 8:40, our Nissan of Cool Springs legend of the game, longtime Metro coach Wes Elrod will be our guest. Looking forward to talking to him. And then at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, we'll go back over the brackets again and go more in depth on some games, some key games coming up next Friday night. So let's dive right into the scoreboard, Bubba. We'll first start Division II Class AAA, a tremendous game that I had the pleasure of listening online last night. Innsworth knocks off Briarcrest 35-33, back and forth, great ball game. And Greg Pogue obviously was there along with Jonathan Schaefer and Dan Bradley. And Greg, welcome into the show. Thanks for being our guest.
Good morning, guys. y'all take requests?
Yeah, a lot of them was keep you off.
Freebird, Leonard Skinner, Freebird. You got that?
I like that one. Yeah, we'll play that one.
As I said, Greg, a great ball game last night. Just back and forth. Tremendous win for Innsworth.
Well, it was. And I tell you, Bubba, you know as a coach, you want your team playing its best football right now. And if you look at what Innsworth has done, I think that loss at Brentwood Academy where they let a double-digit lead slip away and they had to go to Chattanooga-McCauley and win their way in. But if you look at what Innsworth's done under first-year coach Rock Batten, in 2 weeks, they've gone on the road 2 weeks ago last night, the last regular season game at Chattanooga-McCauley, win in, lose out, playoff situation. They beat a 9-1 McCauley team that won the East Region Championship. Last night, they come to Briarcrest, another 9-1 team that tied atop the West Region Championship but lost the tiebreaker to MUS, 33-29. And this senior class, you really see, although, you know, Gerard Bullock, the quarterback, Keyshawn Lawrence, obviously the two-way player, the defensive back headed to the University of Tennessee, the tight end, Austin Henderson, who's headed to the University of Memphis. But what they've done these last 2 weeks, pretty amazing. And last night, I tell you what, at this level too, seeing Innsworth every Friday night, obviously seeing that next level talent, every time you go out onto the field, last night I saw another one of the best running backs in the country, Jabari Small. He's going to Ole Miss. The running back at Briarcrest had 4 touchdowns. But, as you mentioned, back and forth, Innsworth had missed extra point block, was forced to go for 2 when they had the opportunity to tie the game with just over 2 minutes to go. And Tulio Malone, the middle linebacker, junior middle linebacker, who's also next level caliber, got broke through a gap, shot a gap on the two-point conversion and brought down Small in an open field tackle in the backfield, and really the play of the year. But right now, Bubba, you're looking at this team, here's the best indicator of what. A few weeks ago at that Brentwood Academy game, TSU football coach Rod Reed, by the way, congratulations to Marcel, his son, and NBA for that win last night at Baylor. That was huge. But anyway, Rod Reed was talking to me after that game. He had seen Ensworth play twice, against NBA and then against Brentwood Academy, because his daughter is the homecoming queen there. He said no one wants to play Ensworth in about 2 or 3 weeks because of their team speed, and it's right. Right now, Ensworth may be the hottest team in Division II Class AAA.
Well, coming off those big wins, you know, of course, like you said, this is the time if you're going to gel. Let's gel right now. You know, people will forget what happens in August and September, but they'll remember what goes on in November.
Well, and you also know learning how to win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this senior class has obviously gone through this senior class. Remember, Ricky Bauer stepped away as head football coach 2 years ago. Jeremy Garrett last year, his 1 year before moving to the Vanderbilt staff. So this is their third head coach in 3 years, and they really, you could sense, I went down the list, 8, 9, 10 seniors. Every one of them had a play of significance or more in that game last night. So it's also learning how to win, too.
Well, I tell you what, I've told you this before, you know, you just follow Rock everywhere he's been, and he's been a winner. So, I mean, you know, Ensworth knew what they was getting when they got Coach Braden out there.
Yeah, and I tell you, now they go to McCauley Friday night in a repeat, and, you know, McCauley's not happy. They're 9-2 now with their win last night, and the only game they've lost to a team from the state of Tennessee is to Ensworth. So it should be a fun Friday night. Of course, you mentioned it with Jonathan Schaefer, Dan Bradley, myself down in Chattanooga Friday night. So I've gone Chattanooga, Memphis, Chattanooga in 3 out of the last 4 Friday nights.
You're getting some mileage on that new yeah, cruiser you got, huh? Greg, thanks a lot. Go ahead.
No, I said it's just a good win for Ensworth, and Bubba, you're right. You can just really sense this team coming together in its 11th game under Rock Patton.
Again, Greg, thanks a lot. To look forward to your call along with Dan and Jonathan on Friday night at McCauley.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right. Again, Ensworth knocks off Briarcrest last night, 35-33. Bubba, Greg mentioned it. NBA, big win at Baylor, 12-7.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't care what classification your quarterback is, but you got a freshman quarterback here, and you're looking, man, I got this guy for 4 years. We're talking about NBA's quarterback, Marcel Reed, 7 of 13 for 81 yards, 2 touchdowns. Teammate Patrick Wilt added 76 yards on 18 carries, and Noah Mendoza caught 4 passes for 53 yards and 2 touchdowns. His 10-yard touchdown catch with 11:12 left in the fourth quarter ended up being the game winner for NBA. And again, a big win for the Big Red last night, 12-7 at Baylor.
That sets up the semifinals for Division II Class AAA. It will be Ensworth at McCauley and NBA at MUS. Let's move on now to Division II Class AA. It was Lipscomb knocking off Grace Christian out of Knoxville, 45-21. Mustangs quarterback Luther Richardson passes for 233 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Wide receiver Kyle McNamara had 7 receptions for 189 yards and 2 TDs. Running back Jaden Lyles led the rushing attack with 102 yards and 3 touchdowns. Again, Lipscomb knocks off Grace Christian, 45-21. It was CPA defeating Chattanooga Christian, 35-14.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier, Greg. You know, just like I said, people forget what you do in August and September, but they remember what you do in November. And CPA's come on strong here. You know, after losing 30 seniors last year, CPA's Cade Law, 7 of 9, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns. Also had 5 carries for 16 yards and a touchdown, while Maverick Rodriguez caught 3 passes for 92 yards and a touchdown to lead the Lions in their win last night over Chattanooga Christian.
It was ECS knocking off BGA 13-9. Jonas Rodriguez, coach at BGA, returning to his former job at ECS. Bucknell commit to BGA quarterback Nick Simpton-Felter passed for 217 yards and a touchdown. Purdue commit Antonio Stevens had three catches for 59 yards and a score. It was Lausanne knocking off FRA 42-21. That sets up the semifinals in Division II Class AA. It will be Lipscomb Academy at CPA and Lausanne at ECS. Now let's move on to Division II Class A, a game, Bubba, that you were at, obviously, helped coach a victory. Friendship Christian knocks off Columbia Caddy 45-19.
Yeah, everything was clicking. Coach McNeil did a great job last night with offense and everything. It seemed like he was on and the kids was on. They came out fired up. But I'd like to thank Kerry Rice. Mr. Rice, he's there every game, and he does the stats, and he gets them to me from our stats every week to give so I can have them on the radio. And I'd like to thank Kerry Rice for his work that he does for us at Friendship. But starting off, Justin Seagraves, I can't say enough about Justin. He 15 carries, 149 yards, and two touchdowns, and was 3 for 3, 110 yards, and two TDs to lead Friendship last night. Now, here's a guy, Neil Kane, our kicker, 6 for 6 on extra points, and he also added a 28-yard field goal. Jaheim Robinson, 11 carries for 92 yards. Cade Holcomb, 2 catches for 35 yards and a touchdown. Dorian Champion, 2 catches for 74 yards and a TD. Also had a interception for Friendship. And Clarksville Academy quarterback Brian Bernanak, 6 of 17, 128 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead Columbia Academy in their scoring. Again, Friendship 45-19, and we'll catch Davison Academy next week in a rematch from Game 5, I believe we called them this year when they beat us at our place.
And as you mentioned, Davidson Academy knocks off DCA 41-20. Hats off goes to Paul Wade, Bubba. He was 0-10 last year, ends up 8-4 this year, makes it to the quarterfinals. He's done a really good job.
Try to tell people when he went there that they're not going to be 0-10 every year, and he has. And he's a good person, and he works hard, and the kids have bought into his system, and DCA will be around for a while, guys.
The other Division II Class A quarterfinal game that involved a mid-state team, it was Nashville Christian remaining undefeated, knocking off Fayette Academy 38-6. Dakota Owens rushes for 171 yards and 3 touchdowns, and quarterback Matt McClary passes for 106 yards and a score. The other game in Division II Class A, it was USJ knocking off Kings Academy 56-20. That sets up the semifinals matchups of Davidson Academy at Friendship Christian and USJ at Nashville Christian. Now we move on to Division One, and we'll start in 6A. It was Oakland knocking off Mount Juliet 24-14.
Yeah, and I tell you what, just looking at the score, everybody was talking last night. You know, it was a close game all the way with Oakland and Mount Juliet at 24-14, with Oakland being the winner. Oakland's Jordan Brown rushed for 173 yards, and the Patriots' 25th consecutive win. Victor Stevenson finished with 54 yards on 9 carries and 2 touchdowns. Griffin Thornberry led Mount Juliet with 85 yards on 13 carries. Again, Oakland 25 straight, beating Mount Juliet 24-14.
Blackman knocks off Hendersonville 28-14. Blaze running back Antonio Malone rushes for 173 yards and a touchdown. The Blackman defense was huge in the fourth quarter, registering 3 sacks that keyed the win at Hendersonville. Again, Blackman wins 28-14 over Hendersonville. A game that sort of surprised me, the margin of victory here. Ravenwood goes into Cane Ridge and just wins handily, 35-0.
Yeah, this is the second time that Ravenwood's beaten Cane Ridge this year. Ravenwood held Cane Ridge to 137 total yards in the win. Raptors quarterback Brian Garcia was 12 of 20 for 285 yards and 3 touchdowns. Mr. Football semifinalist Andrew Mason, a Rice commitment, had 5 catches for 115 yards. And Jake Bringenstuhl had 3 catches for 87 yards. in the win for Ravenwood again, 35-0 over Cane Ridge.
It was Brentwood knocking off Independence 20-13. Bruins quarterback Cade Granzow passes for 121 yards and two touchdowns, also rushes for 70 yards. Indy quarterback Ethan Cash combined for 253 yards passing and rushing in a losing effort. That's the 6A games involving the Mid-State teams. I'll go over the other scores in 6A. It was Dobbins-Bennett knocking off Bearden 28-14. Maryville blanks Farragut 42-0. Also, it was Houston defeating White Station 55-20, and Whitehaven defeats Memphis Central 13-0. That sets up the matchups as follows. Starting at the top of the bracket, it will be Maryville at Dobbins-Bennett, Blackman at Oakland, it will be Ravenwood at Brentwood, and Whitehaven at Houston. Now let's move on to 5A. It was in a huge rematch here. It was Summit exacting some revenge, knocking off Page 28-3.
Yeah, Craig, as you said, a little revenge factor here, overcoming that first matchup where Page had beat Summit. Summit beats them 28-3. Cade Cunningham was 13 of 19 for 136 yards and two touchdowns, and had 14 carries for 65 yards for the Golden Eagles. Teammate Mason Wright caught eight passes for 70 yards and two touchdowns. Tyshawn Jefferson led Beach. I'm reading the wrong one here, there, brother. Tyshawn Jefferson led Summit with 93 yards.
Yeah, you
and a touchdown.
We'll talk about it. I know Dustin Way. Let me look right here. I got the info here.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, you needed your coffee a little bit earlier than you got it.
Yeah.
Now, Summit, Keaton Wade had 165 yards and three touchdowns on 19 carries. Twin brother Destin Wade, 88 yards and a score in the victory for Summit. Cade Walker passes for 104 yards in a losing effort for the Patriots. It was Shelbyville knocking off Beach 20-17. Shelbyville quarterback Cade Cunningham passed for 136 yards and two scores, rushed for 65 yards. Beach was led by Tyshawn Jefferson, who rushed for 93 yards and a touchdown. The other game involving the Mid-State, it was Henry County all over Clarksville, 42-14. Other action from Class 5A, it was Knoxville Central defeating Gibbs 49-7. South Doyle defeats Daniel Boone 28-12. It was Powell over Ray County 34-16. Knoxville West oust Oak Ridge 34-14. Henry County, as I said before, knocked off Clarksville 42-14. And also Dyer County with a win over Southwind 34-7. That sets up quarterfinal action in Class 5A. It will be Knoxville Central at South Doyle, Knoxville West at Powell, big game, Summit at Shelbyville, and Dyer County at Henry County. So that sums up the 5A. Now let's move on to 4A. Big win for Nolensville. They knock off Livingston Academy by a score of 33-7.
Ryder Gallardi was 12 of 24 for 199 yards and two touchdowns. Parker Price caught four passes for 90 yards. Tim Kutris had four catches for 65 yards and two scores to lead Nolensville last night in their win.
It was DeKalb County surprising Marshall County 28-24. Springfield knocks off Lexington 31-7. Yellow Jackets quarterback Cavantes Hudson rushes for 109 yards and three touchdowns. Also passed for 103 yards and a score. Running back Cavante White paced the Springfield ground attack with 168 yards on just 16 carries. The other game involving a Mid-State team, it was Hardin County knocking off Creekwood by a score of 28-14. Other Class 4A games from last night, it was Elizabethton knocking off Sullivan South 49-7. Greenville over Anderson County 24-7. It was, let me get down to the bottom here, Haywood defeating Ripley 37-0, and Millington losing at Crockett County 70-35. That sets up quarterfinal action in Class 4A for next Friday night. It will be Greenville at Elizabethton, DeKalb County at Nolensville, Hardin County at Springfield, and Crockett County at Haywood. Now let's move on to 3A. It was Loudoun defeating Smith County 41-7. Red Bank defeats Upperman 21-14. Big game involving two Metro teams, Bubba. Pearl Combe defeats East Nashville 28-19.
Yeah, for the second time this year, Pearl Combe defeats East Nashville. Martonio Owens was 13 of 15 for 134 yards. In the Firebird win, teammate Cedric Watkins had five catches for 57 yards and two touchdowns. Rontavarius Gregory had 126 yards on 18 carries and a touchdown to lead East Nashville. Again, Pearl Combe 28-19 in the win last night.
Stratford loses at home to Giles County. Giles County, the Cinderella story this year. They came into the playoffs at 4-6, now have two huge wins. Again, Giles County defeats Stratford 17-14. Those are the games involving mid-state teams in Class 3. Other games, it was Austin East defeating Kingston 48-21. Alcoa blanks Gatlinburg Pittman 58-0. And also, it was Covington defeating South Gibson 14-10, and Wooddale defeating Milan 19-16. That sets up quarterfinal action of Austin East at Alcoa, Red Bank at Loudoun, Giles County at Pearl Combe, and Wooddale at Covington. So that covers 4A and 3A. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with Class 2A and Class 1A as we wrap up the remaining scores and matchups for last night's second round action. And don't forget, coming up here in, I'll say about 15 minutes, our Nissan of Cool Springs legend of the game, and that's NIL, former NIL coach, Hall of Famer, Wes Elrod. You're listening to Prep Football Talk on Nashville Sports Radio.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings. Hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nipper's Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple-line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call at 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army Strong.
Paid for by the United States Army.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to speedwaymotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to Prep Football Talk. Craig Ladd along with Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue in Jackson, Tennessee as we speak. He stayed up there after Ensworth's huge win last night, 35-33 over Briarcrest. I'll be joining him this afternoon at 2 o'clock from Martin, Tennessee, as Tennessee State takes on UT Martin. Let's pick up the scoreboard now in 2A. It was Trousdale knocking off Tyner 28-7. Trousdale County's Kobe Ford rushes for 143 yards, two touchdowns. Teammate Cameron Rankin adds another 138 yards on the ground and two scores. Watertown defeats Bledsoe County 35-21. Forrest, my new adopted team, doing well for me. Still undefeated. They knock off Eagleville 32-6.
Yes, Forrest running back and Mr. Football semifinalist Zach McClendon rushed for more than 250 yards and scored all five Rocket touchdowns last night. Eagles' Trevor Griffin blocked a Forrest punt, and teammate Wyatt McLemore scooped it up and returned it for the only score for Eagleville. But again, Forrest remains undefeated after defeating Eagleville 32-6.
It was Riverside blanking Waverly 34-0. Those are the games that involve mid-state teams in Class 2A. Other action, it was Oneida knocking off Hampton 14-12. Meigs County all over South Greene 39-7. Also, it was Peabody blanking McKenzie 48-0, and Fairleigh defeats Union City 34-6. That sets up these quarterfinal action. The quarterfinal action on Friday night in Class 2A, it will be Oneida at Meigs County, Trousdale County at Watertown, Riverside at Forest, and Fairleigh at Peabody. Now let's move on to Class 1A. It was South Pittsburgh all over Clay County, 57-13. Gordonsville defeats Whitwell, 17-7. It was Huntland over McEwen, 21-13, and Huntington blast Cornersville, 54-7. Those are the games involving mid-state teams. Other action in Class 1A, it was Oliver Springs defeating Cloudland, 29-0. Greenback all over Coalfield, 56-16. It was Lake County blanking MASE, 56-0, and West Carroll defeats Memphis Middle College, 28-14. That sets up quarterfinal action for Friday night. It will be Oliver Springs at Greenback, South Pittsburgh hosting Gordonsville. It will be Huntington at Huntland, and then also West Carroll at Lake County. So those are all the scores and the matchups for Round 2, and then also the matchups for quarterfinals for Division 1 and semifinals for Division 2 for next Friday night. Let's take another break here. When we come back, our Nissan of Cool Springs legend of the game, Wes Elrod. You're listening to Prep Football Talk on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings, hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States Army. If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to SpeedwayMotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors. Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features 4 decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call. 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to Prep Football Talk on Nashville Sports Radio. Craig Ladd along with Coach Bubba Spears. It's now time for our Nissan of Cool Springs, legend of the game, and it's none other than legendary coach Wes Elrod. He spent 46 years teaching and coaching Middle Tennessee area, taught and coached in 6 different schools in Metro Nashville, was a head coach for 23 years at Donelson, North, Maplewood, and McGavitt, combined on an overall record of 173-81-2. Coached for 4 years at Cumberland under another legend, Herschel Moore. He has published several books, Bubba, and has a website, jetsweep.com, that is absolutely terrific. It really goes into the wing tee and various other things. Inducted in the TSSAA Hall of Fame in 2013, and then also into the Tennessee Football Coaches Hall of Fame in 2014, has coached 5 players that have made it to the NFL.
Coach Elrod, how are you doing this morning?
Coach Spears, how are you doing this morning?
I am fine. I appreciate you coming on, but, you know, I got to start off first. You got to tell me a little bit of – I know this, but you need to tell the people listening about your family and where you are and what you're doing right now, because I know it's a proud moment for you at this time.
Well, right now I'm looking out at the Gulf of Mexico because we're down here at we've got a place down here in Orange Beach, and so I'm looking out at a nice sunny – it's a nice sunny day down here, probably a little warmer than where you are.
I'd say.
Yes, we are proud of our family. John runs
track. John Elrod, our grandson, runs track for UT, and our granddaughter Paxton has just been promoted. She was with Fox Sports Arizona. She's now with Fox Sports Southeast, and she is the media maven for Fox Sports. You'll probably see her some going on into baseball season and stuff like that. So we're excited about her. Yeah, the Elrod family is doing well. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, and I've told you this many times, I appreciate everything. You were a mentor to me and to a lot of young coaches. You have never, to my knowledge, turned a young coach down when they came to you for advice or anything on the wing tee. Like we said, you've written books and everything. And plus, you're a good friend of my high school coach, you know, Coach Jerry Pig. And you've been doing it so long, and I don't care what anybody says. When you mention Wes Elrod, the first thing they're going to say, hey, a football coach. And, I mean, you've just the way you've treated me coming up, I can remember getting knocked out of the playoffs. The big thing that I wanted to do was just get asked to get in the Legends van.
Yeah, that was a tradition we had. I think Jerry Boggett was the one who did that, yeah. And then we would go to – after we all got eliminated, then we'd go pick us a game.
We'd go to a game, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coach Elrod, Craig Ladd, 23 years as a head coach at Donelson North, Maplewood, and McGavick. You saw a lot of talented players and coach many, many talented players. Maybe give four or five of some of the top players that you coached, if you can limit it down to that.
Well, of course, there's EJ Jr., and you know, who played for us at Maplewood and then was All-American at Alabama. And then Jonathan Quinn, you know, was quarterback, went to the NFL, is now the head coach at Davidson. And Preston Brown, who's perhaps probably the fastest football player ever played in the state of Tennessee, that was with Vanderbilt and I think New England and the Jets. And then we had some others. I think probably the Gibson brothers that we had at Maplewood they're two of the finest football players ever coached. I was really fortunate to have some, to be able to coach some really talented kids, and that make you look like a good football coach when you have those kind of kids. Yeah.
Well, I can remember one too that you left off there. Of course, as many years as you coached, Ronald Hale.
Yeah, Big Ronald.
Yeah, yeah.
Leon Baxter, you know, the big giant.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
UT and had some mysterious malady come up and ended up dying, you know. But he would have, there's no doubt he would have been in the NFL. Phil Fulmer told me at the time he was the finest line prospect that Ed ever recruited, because he was a 6'4", 320 back in the day when a big guy was 280. Now they're all over 300, but he was way, way ahead of his time. And then Jesse Mathers at North, who Bernard Wilson told me this, you know, that was the NFL player for the Eagles, that Jesse may have been the best athlete that he ever had to cover. And when he'd covered him at practice at Vanderbilt, he said he's never played against a better athlete than Jesse. And unfortunately, Jesse's gone too, you know. So, yeah, I was really a fortunate coach to have some spectacular talent. You know, I probably had way more than I deserved.
Tell us a little bit about – I know, Coach, I mean, I can tell you your career blindfolded because, you know, our friendship and me following you and the mentor you was to me. When you left high school football and then you went to Cumberland and you coached under, I don't say you coached under, you just coached with Coach
right.
Moore. Because when I was growing up in the Stratford community, Coach Moore, and I got to tell Coach Moore this many times, that's all I ever wanted to do was grow up and play for Coach Herschel Moore. And then when Coach Pitt got the job, our relationship the good Lord just took care of me to put me in connection with Coach Jerry Pig and play for him and coach with him and be the friends that we have. Tell us a little bit about coaching with Coach Moore.
Coach Moore may be, I've been around a lot of football coaches. Coach Moore, from, you know, just an X's no standpoint, may be the sharpest guy or the most knowledgeable guy that I've ever been around. I mean, he was just off the charts good. I mean, he taught me so much, you know. And of course, I was with some other coaches, and you know, you made the comment about helping other coaches. I think you're obligated as a coach. You know, you can't ever pay them back, but you could certainly pay it forward. And so, I think it's your obligation to help coaches that are coming up under you. But Herschel, and people don't know this too, Herschel was maybe the funniest guy that I have ever been around. I mean, we spent a lot of time laughing. I sure do. I miss him, and I miss Coach Johnson, and you know some other guys. But hey, it was a lot of fun getting to do the job that I got to do, and I was blessed to be taught by some really great men. You know, I stood on some good shoulders. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I tell you what, and you mentioned one there too. If you want to talk about him, and I just thought the word Coach Johnson.
Yeah.
Man, y'all had some teams, but y'all had some times too. Now,
if they started a Tiddlywinks team tomorrow, he would have been the guy I wanted to coach because he had figured out a way to win.
Yeah,
because we're talking about Gerald Johnson,
right?
Yes,
he was maybe. I think he may be the best all around coach that was ever in Middle Tennessee. He was, and not only that, he was a great athlete. People don't realize. He was a three-sport letterman athlete at Middle Tennessee State University, and not only with that, he was one of the best players on any team, on each team, football, baseball, and basketball. I mean, people like that don't exist anymore.
I tell you what, Coach, I remember when I just got out of high school and Coach Pick said, hey, a bunch of us coaches got a little softball team here. We need you to come play. We got some people. I walk out there, and I'm in awe. I can't play, you know, the first couple innings. Here we got Ron Bargetze, Coach Johnson, Coach Elrod, Coach Pig, Eddie Pig.
Boots Donnelly was on that team.
Yeah, I'm going, my gosh. And I'm going, I'm the youngest one out there, and all these guys. And I'm going, they used to go at it on Friday night. Now they're out here playing together. And they're going at it playing together.
See, Buster Bogusky would set us up. we call the team the Mentors, and Buster Bogusky would set us up, and he'd get us a beer sponsor.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but I do remember that.
Coach Elrod, talk about your website, jetsweep.com.
Well, when I was with Herschel, and of course, you know, I don't know, people today don't remember, there used to be a radio show called Fibber McGee and Molly, and it'd open up a closet and everything would fall out of it. Well, Herschel has never thrown away a football play. I mean, I've got some of his, I've probably got 15 of his books, and good gosh, I mean, you could fill up a closet with them. And so when I was with him, I decided to cut away a bunch of it. And of course, I dog robbed a lot of his stuff and wrote some books on the wing tee that perhaps maybe would blend better with some of the high school stuff. And, it worked out well, and I had to have a way to, you know, to possibly sell the book. So I started my website in 2003, and that's like, to be honest with you, I'm still helping a couple of teams through Huddle, which you know about, and we've got one in New York's in the state semifinals, and my boy up in Kentucky at McLean County last night got a big upset win, and then one here in Tennessee that's still playing, so. And they all come on the website, and you know, and they're involved in the wing offense or a form of it. And so it's a way for people to get on the forum board, and they can talk to one another and share ideas, and they'll come on and ask a question. And if a coach asks a question on the forum, he'll probably get five or six answers before the day's out. You know, so it's been a lot of fun, and it gives me something to do. So it's been going now since 2003, and so I enjoy that, and gives me something to do every day, you know.
Coach Elrod, I was going to say a question here. You know, there's a little, still a lot of teams that run the wing tee, but you get the wishbone, for example. You just don't see that anymore. I mean, why do you think?
The reason that you don't is because what's hurt the option in high school is they took away the on your arc blocks and your flank blocks and stuff like that. They took away blocking below the waist. And so as a result of that, you can, you know, where you could take a small wing back and, you know, cut a bigger guy's legs out from under, you can't do that in high school anymore. Now you can in Texas. But, yeah, that's like and then you watched the Kentucky-Tennessee game the other day, and what Kentucky was doing that gave Tennessee so much trouble was they were running option stuff, and UT doesn't see a lot of that right now, and it took them a while to figure out a way to defend it. So, yeah, the wishbone was a great offense, but I think removing blocking below the waist has probably diminished that quite a bit at the high school level. That's like the jet sweep. I mean, when we ran that at Cumberland, we could block low, and it was really an effective play. I mean, I tell people, have you ever seen a 600-yard rushing game? And there was three times when I was with Herschel up there, we had over 600 yards rushing in a game.
Wow.
And I mean, it's but I think the block and blow the waist is what took the option, a lot of the option out of high school. And of course, right now the bright shiny object is all the spread stuff, and some of the schools do it well, but I'm not a spread no huddle fan, to be honest with you. I feel like at the high school level, you need to go to the huddle. But that's just my opinion.
I'll tell you what, Coach, Columbia Academy, who we played last night, they run the wing, and they run the jet, right, and they run the rocket, you know, and right, they spread you out, and they do a pretty good job. Before we let you go, I got to let you make a comment. I remember when you was in a state championship at MTSU. I believe it was.
What, the Ice Bowl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell us about that, and we were talking, you know, back then, in the mid-70s, you didn't get but one or two teams in.
No, it was only two out of Middle Tennessee. I tell people, it's like I was looking at the scores last night, and they're now to the round where anything you do from now on, there are no cupcake games left now. So you're about like it was back then. I mean, you know, back in when they first started the playoffs, if you made the playoffs, you were either undefeated, but you couldn't get in the playoffs. If you had one loss, you might have a chance to get in the playoffs. But most of the teams that went in were undefeated. And but that particular game, which we lost to Oak Ridge, rained all afternoon, and then the temperature just went down into the teens. And basically the turf froze and turned into an ice rink, and we had the wrong kind of shoes. Oak Ridge had never played on turf, so they were a little bit better shoes. I know when Preston Brown got caught from behind on one play, his feet were slipping. I went, uh-oh, this is not good. So it ended up being it ended up being bad for the Panthers that night. So, but it was, you know.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. But hey, fire that legend van back up next week, and hey, hey, Jonathan.
I think the legend van. Hey, we got the legend van going on our weekly golf match. Me and Coach Pig, Coach Hardy, and Coach Kirby.
Well,
we play each week, and of course, you're too good to play with us, you sorry rascal.
No, I tell you this: you need to get that legend van, get Coach Pig, and y'all come on up to Friendship, because hey, we play Davidson Academy next week, and you'll get to see
uh-oh,
Jonathan.
Uh-oh. Well, that'll be a good one.
That's right.
Good. To talk to
you. All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks again for coming on, Coach, and wish you the best.
Our Nissan of Cool Springs legend of the game, Coach Wes Elride, a legend, no doubt. And wow, go to thejetsweep.com if you're a junkie like myself and Bubba, wanting to know dynamics of plays and how to block things. It's pretty amazing. When we come back, we will go more in depth into the semifinals for Division II and the quarterfinals for Division II. You're listening to Prep Football Talk on Nashville Sports Radio.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily, from soups to salad dressings, hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com. We'll be right back.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to SpeedwayMotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors. Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call, 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices. Plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service. Just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to Prep Football Talk on Nashville Sports Radio. Craig Ladd, Coach Bubba Spears, Jonathan Najjar running the show over there across the way. A little housekeeping coming up 10 o'clock. It's countdown to kickoff with Johnny Ballpark Franks. Also on Sunday at 1:50, Vandy Women's Basketball. They take on St. Louis. And then following that game, 4:30, it will be the Grizzlies taking on the Nuggets. So a little housekeeping for the rest of the weekend on Nashville Sports Radio. Bubba, let's get into a little more, I'll say, in-depth on some games. And we'll start off first, Division II Class AAA. Of course, a game you'll be able to hear right here on Nashville Sports Radio next Friday night. Ensworth at McCauley. Ensworth won this game November the 1st, 33-21, and really had to have it to get into the playoffs, as it turned out. So a huge win there, and we got a match, got a rematch.
Well, you know, as we were talking earlier, there's a lot of rematches in this round, all the way through from Division II to also Division I. So people got to, hey, be on your toes this week. Of course, you know, there's a lot of people love to be playing this week, but, you know, the rematches are big.
The other semifinal game is MBA to MUS. MBA knocked off Baylor last night in an upset. They get number one seed. MUS out of the West, which they knocked off 17-14 during the regular season. Of course, freshman quarterback Marcel Reed has done an outstanding job for the Big Red.
Yep. NBA, I tell you what, NBA's caught fire too. Now, we've talked about some teams catching fire. NBA's caught fire here in the last four or five games.
In Division II Class AA, also a repeat here is Lipscomb Academy visits CPA. CPA won the matchup during the regular season 28-7. Bubba, we talked about CPA. They had a losing record going into this, but guess what? Here they are in the semifinals.
Right, and I'll tell you what, down the street, rivalry with Lipscomb Academy, And I tell you what, about Thursday, you've got to start getting there and getting your seats.
Absolutely. Hey, the job that Trent Dilfer's done at Lipscomb Academy, you got to commend him for that. He's come in there and has found success right off the bat. The other semifinal game will be Lausanne at ECS, Division II, Class A. A game, Bubba, that obviously you're very going to be very familiar with, Davidson Academy at Friendship Christian.
Yeah, we got our work cut out for us. You know, Davidson came into our place and beat us in week five, I think. Two well-coached teams, I think. And, you know, hey, it's when you get down to this time, it's special teams, turnovers, penalties, you know. You just got to take care of the ball.
The other matchup will be USJ at Nashville Christian. Nashville Christian, a team that won, knocked off Fayette Academy last night 38-6 after beating them during the regular season just 28-27. So Nashville Christian, Coach Brothers, got Nashville Christian rolling at this point.
Well, you know, of the Division II Class A schedule, Nashville Christian is the only undefeated team. As you said, you know, they won a couple of games during the year, you know, 28-27. It don't matter what the score is. Long as you get that W. So, you know, I'd say that the team to beat, you know, is Nashville Christian. Of course, like I said, we're not worried about Nashville Christian. We got Davidson Academy. So it's going to be a good night at Friendship.
We'll move on now to Division I, 6A. And it's going to be Oakland and Blackman taking on each other. Oakland won that game by a 40-0 earlier in the year. And another big matchup here, another repeat matchup, is Ravenwood at Brentwood. And Brentwood won that matchup earlier 25-13. Let's move on to 5A, the only mid-state matchup, and it should be a good one. Summit at Shelbyville.
Big game there, both these teams. Summit's on a roll, guys. Summit's on a roll. Shelbyville's going to have their hands full, but Shelbyville goes into Beach last night, wins, and Summit went into Galton's. Big game.
Those are some of the games we have so far. We'll go 4A, be DeKalb County at Nolensville, Hardin County at Springfield, Giles County in 3A at Pearl Cone, and then a couple double-A games, Watertown and Trousdale County and Riverside and Forest. And then in single-A, it will be South Pittsburgh and Gordonsville and Huntland and Huntington. That's going to wrap it up for Prep Football Talk. Bubba, thanks a lot. We'll be back next week. Greg Pogue will be joining us. Have a good rest of the Saturday.
Get out and watch a high school football game.